Now is an incredibly dangerous time for the American people and our allies. We have a weakened posture vis-a-vis Iran. We had a botched exit from Afghanistan. Chinese Communist Party continues its sorties and various forms of aggression against Taiwan. And we have yet to pass a national defense authorizing bill. This is the latest I can remember we've ever waited amidst this incredibly dangerous atmosphere. So what's the Democratic leadership focused on? A multi-trillion dollar tax and spend boondoggle that funds things like tree equity and electric charging stations for wealthy Americans. It's absolutely absurd, and it's incredibly irresponsible. The Chinese Communist Party just launched a hypersonic vehicle around the world. They have potential to put nuclear weapons on these hypersonic vehicles. And we have a couple of pieces of legislation. The USICA that passed out of the United States Senate with roughly 70 bipartisan votes that makes extensive investments in hypersonic and quantum computing and artificial intelligence, all of which can help us defeat that threat and deter it in the future. And the National Defense Authorization Act, which makes its own key investments in our men and women in uniform, ensuring they never have to fight a fair fight. But the Democratic leadership hasn't prioritized national defense. This is the most fundamental responsibility of our federal government. It's time that the Democrats show some leadership. It's time that they step up and work with Republicans to pass this NDAA and put aside this multi-trillion dollar tax and spend, left-wing ideological wish list that they're trying to ram through an equally divided United States Senate. The American people have had enough.